This is the Affirm America podcast, where we stand up and speak out, affirming American excellence. Coming to you deep in the heart of the Midwest, located in an undisclosed log cabin on the outskirts of town, your host, Marquis Vandermark.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Affirm America podcast. On this Tuesday, the last day of February, the 28th, thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast. We got gray skies, but it's very mild. It's in the 40s, going to get up in the 50s, and we're just finishing the last month of February. It's been a great winter season. Hey, if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and put your email address in there. We'll send you out a notice when the five top headlines come out each and every day. Here they are, your top five headlines. Let's start off with headline number five. Ashbury University inspires schools to host their own spiritual revivals. Christian headlines. Just weeks after an outpouring began at Ashbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky, several other schools across the U.S. have reported revivals. In several videos posted to Facebook, Corpus Christi, Texas-based New Life Church lead pastor Michael Feilauer showed people getting baptized in public fountains at Texas A&M at Galveston. Paul Worcester. Students at LSU gathering tonight to pray and ask God to move on their campus. I've heard of countless other campuses hosting similar events this week. This is not just hype. God wants this generation back, and they are turning back to Him, heart and soul. All right, this is very good. This is good news. Revival of the Christian faith, return to God, the Creator. This is how our founding fathers approached our nation and how we built this great country was through prayer, devotion. The fact that our founding fathers built schools first before they built their own homes, that they put all of their faith in the Creator, God. And they came from many different denominations. They were united together as the natural law of the Creator across denominational lines, that there is one God, only one God. It doesn't matter how you worship, but the fact that there's one God is the main point. Think of it as a parent and God's children as the child. And this is what's happening now with revival, returning back to the parent, God, in their relationships on a daily basis and with each other, to love God and to love your neighbor. So this is good. This is good for America. This is why America has been declining, I believe, and for them to begin this march back to the center, to the Creator, will bring healing and health throughout our country. All right, headline number four. Population of Americans identifying as LGBT doubles in the last 10 years. From the Christian Post, the share of the American population identifying as LGBT has doubled over the past decade, as Generation Z is more likely than older Americans to identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or something other than heterosexual in a new Gallup data. The share of Americans who identify as LGBT reached a record of 7.2% in 2022 after hitting 7.1% in 2021, up from 5.6% in 2020, and 3.5% in 2012. Gallup, given the large disparities in LGBT identification between younger and older generations of Americans, the proportion of all Americans who identify as LGBT can be expected to grow in the future as younger generations will constitute a larger share of the total U.S. adult population. All right, this is very concerning. There's a lot of reasons for this. One of them being the passage of gay marriage, that was the Supreme Court passed that law, went from a civil union to gay marriages. And the second large happening event was when the Biden administration began to promote transgenderism and actually put them in very high positions in government. The HHS leader there, Rachel, who is a man, and also the defense individual that was caught stealing women's luggage at the airport, who was fired. You have a number of issues like this where President Biden is on the campaign trail or in his speeches promoting transgenderism as normal. So when you normalize these transgressions, these proclivities towards unusual and unnatural thoughts and ideas of who an individual is, then you have an increase in people identifying with gay or transgender or whatever other ideas. I think the binary numbers are up to 60-some different gender. So this is where we're headed as a result of confusion about the sexes and the relationship of men and women. The future does not look very bright based on the numbers that are increasing over the past decade. So I hope the Christian revival will help clarify for a lot of people what the correct relationship is between men and women, and that we can get back on track with a more healthy creation of God's ideal, which is man and woman are the building blocks for a healthy society, nation, and world. All right, headline number 3. China responding to Energy Department endorsing lab leak theory, stop defaming China. From the National Review on Monday, China accused the U.S. of politicizing the COVID-19 pandemic, dismissing the Energy Department's conclusion that the coronavirus likely arose from the unintended laboratory leak. COVID tracing is a scientific issue that should not be politicized, Mei Ning, a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman, said in response to the finding, according to the New York Times. Ning also called on the U.S. to stop defaming China by raising the lab leak theory. From the Wall Street Journal, the uncertainty over COVID's origin stems in part from limits China placed on the WHO-led investigative team. The group spent 4 weeks in China, including 2 weeks in quarantine, and it was presented with reports by Chinese scientists and government officials, but was denied access to the raw data behind their conclusions. Mike Pompeo, did the Chinese Communist Party, did Xi Jinping withhold this information from the American people, information that they knew, probably knew in 2000, the fall of 2019, Absolute certainty that they did that. They covered up, they hid, they disappeared, journalists, all of this to keep the world from knowing that they had screwed up in their lab. All right, so this is how the Chinese roll. This is their propaganda machine. They're not truthful with the world. They are a communist nation. They fit into the ideology of communism, which is the ends justify the means. And it's pure deception. They're hiding it. This was a biological warfare laboratory, biologically designing weapons to attack the world. And it either it was intentionally released, which is one possibility, or it was a mistake. Now, if you recall, during the Trump administration, Donald Trump started putting sanctions on the Chinese. So they may have felt up against the wall because of the sanctions. And who knows, somebody in the Chinese Communist Party, could have been Xi Jinping, could have made the directive to release the virus to attack the U.S., which in turn attacked their own people, which doesn't kind of make sense. But understanding communism, the fact that they've slaughtered their own people, the Uyghurs are an example, that they really have no concern for life. It's only their ideology that they probably would release it intentionally, even knowing that their own citizens may die as a result of the leak of that COVID-19 virus. So the truth's coming out now. It's interesting. I've seen a few montages of going back, looking at how the mainstream media looked at it and how they called it a conspiracy theory and Donald Trump was reckless with his comments, but the facts are coming out, and it looks like at least the Energy Department here is claiming that it was released from the Wuhan lab. And those with any common sense always felt that that's exactly where it came from, and now it has been proven. All right, headline number two. Senate Republicans reintroduce a bill providing transparency into COVID's origins. Fox News GOP Senators Josh Hawley and Mike Braun have reintroduced a bill that would require the Biden administration to declassify all intelligence related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and possible links to the origins of the COVID-19 virus. In light of the weekend report to the Department of Energy that concluded the coronavirus pandemic likely stemmed from a lab leak. A similar version of the senator's bill, the COVID-19 Origin Act of 2021, passed the Senate unanimously in May of 2021. All right, so American people are waking up. Now the Senate's moving. China is our adversary. They are our enemies. Unfortunately, we need to decouple from the Chinese government, our economy. The middle class has been carved out, has been destroyed as a result of sending all of our manufacturing to China. And we can see that they're not in our best interest. Their whole purpose is the One Belt, One Road initiative. They're looking at us as the number one superpower that they have to defeat, and they're going to do it at any costs. So it's time that we get serious. The greedy corporations, the greedy musicians and sports figures that have multi-million dollar deals with China need to realize that they're selling their country down the river. And we need to bring all that manufacturing back here to help the middle class, help the American people raise their wages, pay off our debts, and quit buying cheap stuff from China. Americans would be happy to pay more for something that lasts a lifetime, like the Sears Craftsman's tools that had a lifetime guarantee on those. Why not make stuff here in America where you only pay for it once and it lasts because it's made of good quality, rather than buying cheap Chinese junk that after a week or two or a month, it breaks and you have to go out and replace it again. So we become numb. We become accustomed to buying cheap stuff from China. And as a result, we've declined in the middle class and we've lost our value as producers. I think that's where we're headed. And I think the fact that we're now the Senate is moving on China about transparency and realizing that COVID and Chinese ideology is our adversary. And we need to bring all of our activities back home and we need to put China in its place. All right, headline number one. The House Oversight Committee accuses the Treasury Department of obstructing Hunter Biden investigation. From the Daily Wire, House Oversight Committee James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, accused the Biden administration of operating in bad faith and obstructing his committee's investigation into the Biden family's finances. Comer said in a letter to the Treasury Department revealed on Monday that the department has been suspiciously slow to respond to committee requests for suspicious activity reports filed over deals members of President Joe Biden's family made with foreign businessmen. Oversight Committee, the Treasury Department is obstructing our investigation into the Biden family's business schemes. We are done with their excuses. All right, so talking about China recently, just on the last headline, and now the fact that we're uncovering Hunter Biden and the compromise that the Biden family has in their business dealings with China is a national security threat and an issue that we need to get to the bottom of. If Joe Biden's family is compromised, then the Chinese can blackmail the President of the United States. So we need to find out exactly what's going on with Hunter Biden and his relationship to China and Ukraine and all the business dealings that happened while Joe Biden was vice president. Joe Biden is not an honest broker. It's very obvious. The emails have come out. If the Biden administration didn't have anything to hide, they'd be happily turning over those documents that the Treasury Department's asking for. So anytime they start slow rolling or they're obstructing, that tells us they have something to hide. And the laptop from hell showed us exactly 10% for the big guy. That's illegal. He's been compromised. Chinese government is not our friends. They are our adversaries. They're our enemies. They want to destroy our country. And they want to hang us with our own rope, as Brezhnev mentioned many years ago. And that's exactly what's happening. Our greed, our desire for cheap products, we've coupled ourselves with China, and they're there to undercut us and to put us in a position where they can control us. And that's what's happened with Joe Biden and his family, and he's sitting at the top of the most powerful nation in the world, leading the free world as the President of the United States. So I hope the committee gets to the bottom of it, and the mainstream media starts to report objectively and not with bias, so that we can get the facts out on the table. All right, those are your top five headlines for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast. I'm your host, Marquise Vandermark. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. See you then.
This is the Affirm America podcast with your host, Marquise Vandermark. And let's never forget, America is great and we affirm it.